A recent report says inbound tourism has shown a downward trend in the past half a year, while outbound tourism has gained much more momentum. Well, CRI Shay Zhao has the details.
The report by China Tourism Academy says overall tourism income in China is expected to reach around 1.4 trillion yuan, up 10.7% year-on-year. Compared with outbound tourism's dramatic growth, inbound tourism has shown a downward trend, down by 5% year-on-year. The trade deficit between them has reached $38.6 million. Dr. Li Zhongguang is director of the China Tourism Academy. He says the China tourism market cannot attract foreign tourists due to the ecological environment as well as China's immigration policy and RMB appreciation.
We promote China as a beautiful country, but when arriving in China, tourists cannot see a beautiful China, such as smog and water quality. We carried out a survey in the first half of this year. The tourists made comments. Most of them complained about the air and water issues and English signs. Meanwhile, some policies have not changed for a long period, such as visa, duty-free, and aviation rights.
By contrast, some foreign countries have carried out some research so as to entice more Chinese tourists. Zheng Lidong is general manager at the Development Department of Yixing Tourism Agency. He says the Australian National Tourism Bureau has issued a tourism strategy for the China market.
When attending the Australian National Tourism Bureau conference, every time I am deeply moved by them. For example, they have released the 2020 tourism strategy for the Chinese market. The strategy includes several detailed aspects, such as Chinese tourists' consuming habits. The strategy will take different measures targeting different China markets, including North China, East China, South China, and Southwest China, etc.
Another report from the China Tourism Academy indicates the Tourist Satisfaction Index has a big difference between domestic and outbound tourism. For example, among the sample cities, only Suzhou in Jiangsu province reaches the satisfaction level, while the Tourist Satisfaction Index on outbound tourism is high and relatively stable. Dr. Chen Xu at the China Tourism Academy clarifies the difference.
Domestic tourism have several dissatisfactions, such as air quality, ecological environment, high-priced tickets, and highly crowded passenger flow. Compared to domestic tourism, foreign destinations have a well-protected ecological environment and is more accessible to historical and cultural architectures and natural sceneries, and the ticket price is more reasonable and sometimes free. The passenger flow is controlled well.
Some insiders are hoping the tourism law will boost tourists' satisfaction index towards domestic tourism. The tourism law, which will come into force in October this year, will cover several issues such as ticket price and passenger flow. For CRI, I'm Xie Zhao.